Time now to check in on Orange County government. OrangeCountyNC.gov is the website, and we're joined on the phone with County Commissioner Penny Rich, who is coming off of last night's meeting where they approved officially the RTLP, the Research Triangle Logistics Park. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Commissioner, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. We approved that last night. It was a 6-1 vote. After much discussion, months of talking with community members, talking with the developer and trying to make them understand what we need to get this approved, and a lot of negotiation going on at the end, and it turned out that there was a 6-1 vote, and we did approve it. So we'll move forward.
Yeah, what were the changes that got made by the developer that enabled the yes vote?
Yeah, the biggest change was getting those trucks off of Davis Road. There is a service road. I don't know how many people are familiar with that area, but it's right by I-40. And there's a service road that's just, not too much further south than 40. That is a good entrance for that property. But originally, NCDOT thought that that was too close to the freeway and that it would cause more traffic than need be. Worked it out, got a left-hand turn on there, got signaling, got it worked out so we don't have to use Davis Road. And then one thing that the developer did agree to was actually to close that Davis Road entrance off completely and have it blocked off only if there's emergency vehicles. So that was the biggest contention there, as well as some of the buffers that were around the area. For me, it was the southern buffer and the western buffer. And if you can imagine that, that's where neighbors along Davis Road would be. So I wanted to make sure that we had that 100-foot in there. And for the most part, it is. There are a few little tweaks around sensitive water areas that we had to give a little, and certainly up by the service area in that most northwestern portion. And again, I'm talking without folks looking at a map, so I think that's kind of hard for them to see that. But Those were the big things, the buffers and Davis Road.
Did you hear from neighbors yesterday what they thought about the changes?
So the public hearing was closed on the 24th of September, and so we were not taking any more comments. However, we did continue to get emails from folks, and even after they knew that the Davis Road option was off the table, there were still some concerns, mostly around traffic, and that's rightfully so. You're talking about a distribution center where there's going to be trucks and vans and cars going in and out of that property, probably 24/7. And so it makes it a busy corner. And, they were concerned. People on Davis Road never thought that a plan for an economic development would ever come about in that area. And you got to remember, that's been an EDD, Economic Development District, for over 40 years, and nothing happened. So, they didn't really think that anything would ever happen. Although, Aaron, if you recall, 2 years ago, we approved Settlers Point on that same piece of property, minus this 12 acres that was on the Davis Road side. I think that they knew something was coming, but, it was just hard to swallow for them.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, and again, talking about last night's meeting. So for the RTLP, what is the next step? What happens next?
Yeah. So next step is we have to get in writing. We did change up a couple of things last night. The idling, of trucks was changed. So they agreed to that, not to let trucks idle for ridiculous amounts of time. And we all know that some trucks need to idle to get their diesel hot. But, there needs to be some sort of rules and regulations there. The cut on Davis Road, would it be an electronic gate, not a keyed gate? So that they agreed to that. And then the buffers were something that was really important to make sure that we got a little bit of a compromise on that northwestern buffer. So once we get that in writing, we're ready to go. They can show Orange County and Hillsborough a site plan, and they will. They think they're going to get this up and going and have it done in 2 years. So you'll start seeing them, grading the property, and a lot of the trees have already been cut down because it was a tree farm. But you'll start seeing the property being graded, and you know, we'll watch it happen. The best view to watch that happen, though, is going to be on I-40, because that's the property abuts I-40. So that's going to move ahead, and you know, looking forward to working with the developer and bringing the, you know, about 1,200 jobs to the community, and you know, it's a good tax base.
Awesome. I don't think I knew that trucks had to idle to get the diesel hot.
Diesel has to get hot before it can, you know, you're driving your truck effectively. So you can't drive cold diesel because it's too thick. It has to thin out and gets warm.
I don't think I ever knew that. Yeah, that's interesting.
You didn't. Well, if you ever had a friend who had an old Mercedes. I mean, you know, when he was like, oh, I'll pick you up in the Mercedes. I was like, oh, that's cool. And then pulls up in this like old Mercedes that sounded like and I'm like, why does that sound like that? It's like, oh, it's a diesel. And so, yeah, the diesel engines need to warm up the diesel gas before it can drive correctly. So, yeah. So,
right.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, wow. I taught you.
Learned something new every day. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Other things down at the meeting? No, sorry.
Yeah. You know, we opened up the meeting. We switched things around a little bit, and we had a resolution recognizing Judge Carl Fox upon his retirement. Oh my goodness, he's been around for such a long time and has done such wonderful things. So it was so nice to honor him. And we were all with him when he was fighting his cancer and created this wonderful Save the Fox nonprofit organization to help people like him to find ways to help them get through their cancer. So he's just an amazing man, teaches children in schools. And, you know, we're wondering, like, what's he going to do now that he's retired? And, of course, you know, he's going to spend some time with his wife and get a little R&R in. But I bet it won't be too long before we see him back out doing some public service for the community. So that was wonderful. And then right after that, we honored Reverend Robert Seymour. And, of course, another wonderful man, just a giant in civil rights in Orange County, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and, you know, really the entire North Carolina. And Janice Tyler was there, who is our director of aging. And, you know, Robert Seymour was instrumental in getting a senior center for Chapel Hill. And if you recall, it used to be where the pet shop is there over on Elliott before, you know, they just grew out of that space, and it became the Seymour Center is, of course, now off of Homestead. And now we're doing renovations to even make that bigger because there's so many seniors that take advantage of that. So that was lovely. And Robert's children came on, and we were honored to also have Kristen Smith Young read the resolution. As you know, Dean Smith and Robert Seymour were very, very good friends and really together worked to bring, you know, to that civil rights movement, to bring it in the eyes of everyone, to make sure they understood what was going on right here. So that was great. Yeah, good stuff.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, again, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government. Turning to COVID-19, we got the announcement from Governor Cooper earlier this afternoon extending the Phase 3 restrictions for another 3 weeks and encouraging local officials to kind of step up their efforts to make sure folks are complying with them. I know that's not going to be any change for Orange County since you've been doing that all along, but what does this mean for us here locally?
Yeah, and I haven't had a chance to talk with the mayors because everybody was kind of had a crazy afternoon. You know, we normally, if we get this press conference on a Wednesday, we try to talk right before I come on the air with you so we can kind of anticipate the questions you're gonna ask. So I'm going to wing it here because my comrades are not, we didn't get a chance to talk. But, you know, I think that it's true. Let's stay in Phase 3 for the next 3 weeks. We know that the numbers are rising. In Orange County, we had one day where there seemed to have been a very big spike, at plus 46. And that was not a one-day total. I just want to let everyone know that follows that data on a daily basis. That was cumulative of a data correction from when we had That outbreak, believe it or not, early in the summer in the congregated living places. So we are not on the list of the governor's list. Orange County is not on the list of bad behavior or poor behavior. We're doing very well. We still want to encourage everyone to please wear a mask and wash your hands. Hygiene is so important as we're going into the flu season. And of course, you know, 6 feet is still 6 feet. We want to make sure everyone stays away. We have a couple of events now. We'll be offering flu shots. The first event we're going to try is at the early voting site in Carrboro, and you can go and look on our website for all the places that you can get tested and flu shots. But we're really encouraging people to get their flu shot. And by the way, did you get yours? You told me last time you were going.
I've got a doctor's appointment at the beginning of November. That's when I'm getting mine.
Ooh, okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna check in with you again.
Please do. Yeah. It's happening at the beginning of November.
All right. Well, that's cool. Yeah, so we're keep pushing that. Again, we want to stay as aligned with the governor now as possible. You know, keep that messaging going, make sure that there's no confusion, especially as we're heading into the the flu season months. And you know, it's a little bit scary, Aaron. We know better on how to deal with this, right? At the beginning, we were all, oh my, you know, it was fluid. Things were changing from minute to minute, hour to hour. You know, now we have a better idea of how to deal with this. The health department has certainly stepped up their efforts, more testing. We know when we need to isolate people. But, you know, we're going into the peak season, and it's just a little bit frightening. So we all need to be mindful that that's happening.
You're seeing people still doing a good job out there in Orange County, keeping the social distance and keeping the masks on?
You know, I do. I do a lot of walking as I see people all over Carrboro and Chapel Hill. I try to get my 5-6 miles in a day, unless, of course, I'm with Tom Jensen, who makes me walk 10 miles a day.
he's like that.
Oh, my God. He is. He's so encouraging. I'll tell you, it's amazing. And then sometimes we go over the field hockey and run up and down the steps there too. You know, overall, I see people doing well. I see people with masks. You know, I think that it has already become part of keys, wallet, purse, mask. You know, it just flows. I'm a little more, you know, hesitant to say that everybody's doing their job as far as social distancing and not having gatherings. And again, we're going into November where we're going to see Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, you know, this is a time when families are getting together, and we're finding that this is where these transmissions are happening and these family gatherings. You know, that's hard to control, right, Aaron? I mean, we can't go into people's homes and say, you know, you can't be with your cousins from Wisconsin that you haven't seen forever. It's difficult. So, the answer to your question is yes. I'm really proud of how Orange County is handling it. I'm really encouraged by the residents of Orange County. You know, it's nice to be a model for the rest of the state.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, as we wrap up, other things going on in Orange County that folks ought to know?
Well, no, we're doing okay. We don't have another meeting for a while. So, you know, we're good, until after the election. We've got a couple of things on the horizon. I mean, there's the Buc-ee's over in Eflin that we're starting to hear a lot of pushback from residents. So that'll be the next economic development, project that's coming forward. Other than that, we're trying to glide through the rest of the year and hope that we can get there without incident. That's about it. Everyone go out and vote. We need you to go out and vote. Really important. Every single vote counts. Do it. Take care of yourself.
Again, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government. Commissioner Penny Rich, as always, thank you so much.
Awesome, Aaron. We'll talk next week.